The Bard College Conservatory of Music presents the Bard Conservatory Orchestra with members of the orchestra now performing Gustav Mahler's Second Symphony, Resurrection, conducted by music director Leon Botstein. The Second Symphony held special place for Mahler. It was the first of his symphonies he conducted in Vienna, and also as his farewell to the city in 1907, as well as the first that he presented in Munich, New York, and Paris. The performances will be held Saturday, October 23rd, that is tomorrow, for those of you keeping track, at 8 p.m., and on Sunday at 3 p.m. in the Fisher Center's, at the beautiful Bard Fisher Center in the Sosnoff Theater. Frank Corliss is director of the Bard College Conservatory of Music. He joins us to preview this weekend's performance. Frank, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much, Joe, for having me.
It's a great pleasure to have you on the program. How is the conservatory doing? And give us a sense of the last time they performed and what led to this particular performance?
The last year has been challenging for musicians everywhere. We've had very restricted abilities to perform as a group, ensemble, certainly. Our orchestra started last fall, a year ago, just doing strings and distanced. Everyone was wearing masks and separated by, seems like, 2 football fields worth of space in between people. And we gradually were able to add some wind and brass players. But these concerts this weekend represent a kind of coming out for us, a kind of rebirth, a kind of renewal to our lives as musicians and also to our commitment to the community and kind of a civic space.
And I assume it's been wonderful to get back and for the musicians to get back and to understand that, you know,
I can't tell you
this again.
Yeah, I can't tell you the thrill of hearing live music. The kind of sheer physical presence of the sound in this space is just thrilling, especially this orchestra, this piece, which has, you know, gigantic forces, 100-person chorus, huge orchestra, organ, a couple of harps, probably a couple of kitchen appliances mixed in there also. It's really thrilling to hear it in person. There's nothing like it.
And I know we've talked about this with other musical organizations, and because we talk about it with actors and theater companies all the time, but what it means to perform with an audience, of how that changes the playing field.
Yeah, it really is integral to what we are as human beings. I mean, this is really, there's a kind of special energy that comes from feeling the commitment of the players. You know, especially this group, this orchestra is made up of young musicians from all over the country, all over the world, from every socioeconomic class, every race, creed, and color. And many of them are doing this piece for the very first time in their lives. And so there's a kind of thrill of first love in this piece. You feel the enthusiasm, they're overwhelmed by the power of this great piece. And you feel that as an audience member. You feel the energy coming from them. You feel the enthusiasm. You feel just the sheer, it's a real renewal and a real, it's inspirational.
It's funny to me when you say that, because I think about it, you know, some of us may say, oh, they're doing the Mahler, you know, and say, oh, it's the Mahler. And it's great and we love it. But there's this whole generation coming in where this is their first opportunity to perform it and to explore it and to do it in such a meaningful way. That's a really beautiful opportunity.
It absolutely is. And it's also really crucial that, you know, I think the pandemic has taught us an important lesson, which is that, you know, in person things matter.
Yes.
You know, we are social creatures. We communicate not only verbally, but how we are with other people in a room. And this kind of human connection we need and we thrive on. And this kind of public performance like this is a great model for us. It's a kind of renewal and a recommitment back to public life. I mean, when we were talking about doing this interview today, my first instinct was, I'll just call in and, you know, it'll take 20 minutes and not a big deal. But I thought, no, that's crazy. I should really come up. You know, I admire the work that WAMC does for our community. And it's important to be in person with another person in a room talking.
Well, it is. And it means a lot to us, obviously. I think that back to the opportunity of the I will say kids, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Of the young people who are doing this is really amazing. Tell us about how this conservatory works, because they are ultimately fellows. Yes, And so how that works, how you get them, and the those who will be part of this particular program this weekend.
Yeah, so this performance is particularly special for us because it's primarily members of the Bard Conservatory Orchestra. These are students doing a double degree at Bard, a five-year double degree program majoring in music and another non-music field. It's also supplemented by members of the wonderful the orchestra now. We also have the professional Bard Festival Chorale, which is a group of singers who sang the summer in Bard Music Festival and Bard Summerscape. We also have music program students from the Chamber Singers. We have graduate vocal arts program students. It's really bringing together all the threads of the musical community at Bard. That's why it's particularly thrilling for us. We've never had this opportunity in really a year and a half now.
What does it mean for the maestro and his dealing with the students?
He has a particularly special connection with the students, and he loves working with them. He loves being with them. And, you know, I was talking about this yesterday with one of my colleagues. We don't see this as audience members, but a conductor is looking at every single person in the orchestra, and they are looking at him. And there's a real connection between the players in the orchestra and the conductor. And that can't, of course, be done with a mask. It's very difficult to do with a mask. And there's a kind of energy and a dialogue that happens between a conductor and the orchestra members. And there's a kind of, it builds a kind of, you're in the trenches together. You really are, you feel a connection. And I think that feeds Leon Botstein tremendously as a musician and as the leader of the college.
For the individuals, how long is the program? How does the program set up, and how long will they ultimately be with you?
The students in the double degree program are there for 5 years.
Yeah.
So a normal bachelor of music degree is 4 years, but our students are there for 5 years. They're getting another non-music degree in addition to their music degree. And the reason we do that is that the music world is changing a lot. It's facing new challenges, and all of the arts are, really. And the issue for musicians is not an issue of them not playing their scales fast enough. It's really an issue of them connecting with a community, of making the message of the music relevant to the people that are listening now. We talk about the Mahler, which is, of course, written over 120 years ago. But this music has something to say to us right now. This piece is called the Resurrection Symphony. It has one of the most glorious moments in all of symphonic music. In the last moment, when the chorus says the words in German, Auferstehen, which means rise up. And that has particular meaning for us as a society right now, as we have dealt with loss over the last year and a half, and as we have made a commitment to coming back together, and as we are feeling our way back to public life and to life with our community members and our colleagues.
I know probably every situation is different, but generally speaking, or maybe just what is a common second major?
So they run the gamut. We have students that will often do foreign languages because there's a lot of connections, obviously, between foreign language and music. We have math majors. We have computer science majors. Those are very popular. There's lots of connections between math and music, computer science and music. Philosophy, psychology is a very popular one. One thing I love about I'm a musician, and I actually have to say I do not have a double degree. I should have, but I've been faking it for many years.
You're doing all right. Don't worry about it.
One amazing thing about music is that it connects to so many different elements in our intellectual life, in our emotional life. Almost any field in any academic organization, you can make connections there. And so it's really a wonderful avenue to explore the world. And you can see many of the students in their double degree, they're not required to do this, but they'll have a separate degree, but at the end of their career, when they do their senior project, they will often try to bring together both sides of their life, their musical life and their academic life. And that's thrilling to me to see.
And I know this may be frivolous for me to add this to the equation, but they're also playing in one of the most beautiful and sound-rich places in all the world.
We are, I don't know if people know this, but it is I've been to many concert halls around the world, some of the greatest in the world. And we are so blessed to have this resource of the Fisher Center in the middle of our campus. It is a world-class hall with world-class acoustics. It's a wonderful size. It seats about 800 people. So it's large, but but not too large. There's a real sense of intimacy. Even in the back rows of the main floor, you feel connected to what's happening on the stage, unlike larger halls. So it's really a great space to hear live music.
I mean, it certainly is a great it's something that Frank Gehry does very well of working with the acoustics on these concert halls. And but man, you can hear it. It's just so beautiful when you hear
it. It is incredible.
Music.
And the amazing thing for me about the Fisher Center is that the building itself is stunning, of course, to look at. And incredible design, but the interior of the building is actually, the materials are quite simple.
Yeah.
But the acoustics are fantastic.
Absolutely
beautiful.
And it
makes it a great space to be in.
Well, you can find out more information about the performances being held. It is Mahler's Second Symphony, and Leon Botstein is conducting it. It's all taking place Saturday at 8, Sunday at 3 at the Fisher Center at Bard. You can find out more information by going to fishercenter.bard.edu. fishercenter.bard.edu. Frank Corliss, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you, Joe. My pleasure.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.